This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I think it's sort of a standard thing in our business that people get into media, especially like, you know, talk radio or music radio, where they have a lot of personality and talk a lot, like on Dara's show. I think that there are just sometimes these weird thoughts go through your head and you can't explain it.
Okay.
And I couldn't help but think about Bill Brooks's wife. And I don't know her from Adam. I don't even know.
Is her name Bonnie?
I don't know if he's even married.
Bonnie.
But and you know, does he use that voice and that enunciation in his real life affairs? And I thought, you know, maybe he goes home from work tonight and he goes, "Baby, how about you and me head to the bedroom?" And that was the thought that went through my head. Stop. And I started laughing. "Hey, baby."
Stop it.
"I love you bunches." Anyway.
So that's
"I'd like to butter your biscuit."
So good.
A story here from, I believe it's out of Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I did hear back from Libby. So read that first and then we'll talk about it.
Says here, experts are warning pet owners to, although the dateline is Cincinnati, experts are warning pet owners to check their pet's veterinary records after a pet microchip company unexpectedly went out of business. It is Texas. Save This Life is a Texas-based company, but their microchips are used nationally.
How about Save This Data? Oh, wait, they didn't.
The company went down, shut down on January 24th, along with its database. Lisa Kalina with Cincinnati Animal Care says that means those microchips in your pet nationwide, if you got it from Save This Life, the microchip in your pet is completely 100% worthless.
Yep.
Quoting here from Lisa Kalina with Cincinnati Animal Care, "It's a little unclear at this point what happened. Unfortunately, they're defunct. They don't come up with any owner information. They're pretty much null and void." Huh.
So it is a nationwide company. I started seeing some chatter about this on Facebook today, where people who follow the animal websites will see this, like the rescue websites are saying, you know, check and make sure. I don't want the veterinarians to be flooded with phone calls on this. If there's a way that you have the paperwork that you can just look, look and see if this is this now shuttered Texas company.
Save This Life.
And I reached out to Doc Libby and said, "Hey, like, have you heard of this company? Do a lot of people use them here? How popular was the company?" She wrote back, and I'm just going to read from the email, "Not very popular. There are a lot of fly-by-night companies out there that are super cheap. The chips rarely work very well or very long, and they do target rescues a lot." So buyer beware when you're getting, you know, I wouldn't look for a Groupon for the microchip is how I read that email from her.
Okay. Now, the good news is, even if your dog or cat or whomever has a Save This Life microchip, you don't have to get a second one. What you can do, and it says in this story out of Cincinnati, you can take your dog or cat or whatever to the vet.
Yep.
They can scan. If you know your dog or cat has a chip, they can scan it and tell you whether or not it's defunct, and then somehow transfer the information back
to a different company that maybe is more
reputable.
Reputable.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798.
I'm worried the veterinarians are going to just be flooded with phone calls today. And you know, they're there to help. Don't get me wrong. But if you can, check to be sure that you used this company. I mean, it could be 10 people in Kansas City or it could be 10,000. We don't know.
By the way, the there is no message regarding a shutdown on the Save This Life website. This TV station, WLWT, did call the phone number associated with Save This Life, and it said the line was out of service. And surprisingly, the company did not respond to their emails.
It's also out of service.
913-586-7798. Lisa in Olathe. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, I was just giving you a call about the microchip.
Yeah.
I work at a vet office, and our rep came in that is with a company called Covetris. And she said that through them, I believe you can either register it with them for free, or I think she'd said, or pay $20. And I think she said, get a new one or register it somewhere else. So there is a little bit of hope out there.
Okay, yeah, and microchipping, I found, is not very expensive.
No.
It's $15 to $20, roughly. I don't know that from experience. I never did microchip Stella, as I said last hour.
She never left.
But she never left my side. Never once. Well, the one time, and I think it scared her straight, because she almost got hit and killed by a car. And then she never left my side after that. And I don't think a microchip would have been necessary if my dog had been hit by a car.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.